I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. It's a Monday, and that means it's time for our weekly in-depth conversation on local economic news, and we call it the business side. This week, we're visiting with Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington. Good day to you, Tom.
Hi, good day, Alan.
September is Bourbon Heritage Month, and you've done a number of articles on one of the state's signature industries. Bourbon is big business for the Commonwealth, in part due to foreign markets, but now, is that growth endangered by the Trump administration's tariff hikes?
Well, we're keeping a close eye on that. As you said, bourbon is one of Kentucky's signature industries and one that a lot of people enjoy and pay attention to and follow closely, as do we at Business Lexington. And you're right, we're about a little more than a year into the tariffs that the EU and China and Mexico and some other countries have instituted on American-made whiskey in response to some of the tariffs imposed by the U.S. And it looks like the United States may be considering yet another round of tariffs, which does not bode well for the bourbon industry.
When you talk to the folks at the Kentucky Distillers Association, how do you read their answers?
Well, I did shortly after the initial round of tariffs were imposed on U.S.-made whiskey. I spoke with Eric Gregory. He's the president of the Kentucky Distillers Association. And this was last year, in July of last year. And he was optimistically pessimistic, I would say, in hopes that the impacts and the tariffs would be short-term and their impacts minimal. He emphasized that whiskey and bourbon takes years to age and that there's still a very large inventory aging in warehouses. So domestically, we're fine. There's going to be supply for years and years. And while it's up to each of the distilleries whether they want to pass along any increased cost to the consumer, the inventory and supplies should be just fine. Additionally, he said that a lot of the larger distilleries, thanks to their global distribution networks, were able to stockpile a lot of product overseas that, again, if this is a short-term trade war, would help see them through however long that might last. That said, as you mentioned, that the overseas distribution is increasingly important for the industry, and that many countries, including China and India and Russia, have barely been tapped. And a lot of Kentucky distillers are banking on that growth in those overseas markets to not only bring in new customers and revenue streams, but also help to continue the bourbon boom and the investments that are being made locally in new distilleries and warehouses, affiliated jobs in tourism, and the billions of dollars that flow into the state thanks to the industry.
All right. Regarding the last 3 months, what sort of stories have you been covering when it comes to the bourbon industry?
Well, we've been focusing mostly domestically, and there's still, as I said, a lot of growth, a lot of investment, and a lot of interest. Tourism is of course, a big story in the bourbon industry. And one interesting thing that we've noted is that as these new distilleries and are being built, more and more emphasis is being placed on the visitor experience, the visitor center, not just a place to, you know, manufacturing facility to produce and age bourbon, but an experience where customers can come in, learn more about the product. Thanks to some recent changes in Kentucky legislature, they can now order mixed drinks at distilleries and have their bottle of bourbon shipped directly to their home state if they're visiting from out of state, and that state allows it. And all of that has really propelled bourbon tourism in the state. You look at places like the Bardstown Bourbon Company, and they're getting ready to open their new visitor experience, and their Bottled and Bond restaurant there, which is just really exemplifies this emphasis not only on production, but also on the visitor experience.
And a lot of the visitors that we're talking about, you know, some are from Kentucky and from central Kentucky, but a lot more are from out of state.
Yeah, that's for sure. It never ceases to amaze me that bourbon is not only, you know, a beverage, an adult beverage, but for a lot of folks, it's also a lifestyle and something they enjoy learning about and experiencing and talking about with their friends and just learning as much about as possible, and they're willing to travel from some place in cases from very far away to do just that.
And speaking of learning about the industry, there are now college courses that people can sign up for and learn all about the bourbon biz, correct?
Yes, that's right. Several courses. Not only I know of one, I believe it's Midway, offers kind of a bourbon hospitality course. And this past spring, Jim Beam donated $5 million to UK to establish the James Beam Institute for Kentucky Spirits. And their focus is on developing a curriculum that will educate the next generation of distillers with the skills that they need to keep this bourbon industry going for the generations to come. In addition to the bourbon tourism, even some event organizers and conventions coming to Kentucky are incorporating those bourbon experiences and equine also to a degree into the programming. We recently wrote about a lean management training seminar in the September issue of Business Lexington that visits a couple of local distilleries and incorporates how they run the distilleries and lean management practices to help illustrate some of the concepts covered in the course. So really having the bourbon and learning a thing or two from it as well.
No better place to learn team building, I would say, than in a bourbon distillery.
Well, I have to imagine it's a very spirited conversation.
You got me on that one, that's for sure.
Had to go there.
Well, that is all the time that we have today for the business side. Our guest has been Tom Wilms. He's the editor of Business Lexington, and you can hear the director's cut of our interview at WUKY.org. Cheers to you.
Cheers, Alan. Thanks so much.